hospital in Vermont after a long illness. Keeshan was 76 years old. More news at the bottom of the hour, along with an IRN business news update. I'm Richard Stewart, IRN News.
It's Miley.
This is Andrew Hushler.
This is Raymond Albanese.
This is Peter Mohind.
This is Max Riddle.
Please join the Boy Scouts so you can get some trophies and get some badges.
And you'll be famous.
From Montreal, Canada, it's a Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Ah, crazy. It's just the way it goes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Ellis Obel, and we have Stephen Pickford in Arizona. I want to say a very special hello this morning to Tiger Scout Troop 96 from Cheshire, Connecticut, who's visiting our home station at WXCT. And a great big hello to Charlie and everybody. And we're hoping you're having a fantastic time, because we're going to be talking to you about some terrific, nice, warm places, fun places to visit. Talking about Arizona, Steve. Welcome to Travel World.
Good morning, Willem. I'm here at the Carefree Resort and Villas in beautiful Carefree, Arizona, the north end of the Valley of the Sun, looking out the window here in my villa, looking at the foothills of the Continental Mountains. And I'm joined this morning, first of all, by our chief correspondent, Vic Phillips. It's our sixth straight year coming to Arizona. We love the area so much.
And it's a Travel World.
Guest today discussing the Carefree Resort and Villas is the corporate director of public relations for Tiburon Hospitality, Carol Batesville. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Oh, glad to be here. What a beautiful property.
Thank you. Well, it is beautiful. And your view, just with the coyotes out and all the wildlife that we just saw this morning, you can't beat it.
Oh, yeah. Just walking right up onto our patio, these three or four coyotes were peering in, looking at what are these fools doing on the radio this morning, and wondering, oh, boy, they got up early to talk about this great area. But in the evening hours, listening to the wildlife in the desert, and just walking outside and breathing in the clean, crisp air, looking up at the sky, it's a magnificent vista all around.
It is. It is. We're glad to have you.
Oh, pleasure to be here. Now, tell us a bit more about the history of the property and what somebody comes to Carefree Resort, what will they find here?
Well, the Carefree Resort and Villas has been here for a long time. It's been here probably since the early 60s. Used to be one of the great places to come here back then. That's when nothing else was out here. We've played host, you know, to Bob Hope, Lucille Ball back then, and that's where everybody came to visit. Now we've got about 360 suites and villas. We've got a wonderful, wonderful spa, an array of meeting space, a restaurant, great saloon. I mean, you name it, and we have it. We have great recreational amenities, and the great thing about Carefree is that we're nestled right in the foothills of the Continental Mountains.
Well, that's
just
interesting.
Just looking all around, you really feel you're in the Arizona that you came to visit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is kind of what old Scottsdale used to be, and it's so secluded and so exclusive out here, and that's when you see all the twinkling stars at night, because you can't beat the scenery and the panoramic views.
Now, the spa is what they would refer to as a boutique spa, niche spa.
Mm-hmm. It's not one of the mega resort spas, because we live in the, you know, spa capital of the world here in Phoenix, and we have some wonderful spas in the valley, but our little spa kind of reflects the charm of Carefree. Very small, it's not intimidating, it's got very warm colors that were painted after the Sedona reds and the gold hues of the canyon. So, and we've got wonderful, wonderful treatments and a very personable staff.
Oh, yes, the staff, you can't beat the staff. They're very warm, welcoming, excellent service, love to talk to you, and you just felt like you were taken care of personally rather than as a number.
Yeah, we one of the things that we do at our spa is we have a personal attendant that takes you from beginning to end. So, as opposed to walking into one of those huge spas and tells you to go up to level 2, You know, it's just not an intimidating atmosphere, and they're with you from beginning to end.
And they offer you beverages, and as you mentioned, they're with you, telling you what's going to happen next, what your mm-hmm. treatment is going to be, and there's not a lot of people mm-hmm. that you feel like, some people feel shy or embarrassed mm-hmm. and sitting around with people like total strangers in a waiting room. Hey, it's calm, personalized service.
I have to tell you, Carol, one day Stephen and I had four massage treatments at four different locations because we were doing a special on massages. And does that ever zonk you out?
You probably needed that, Vic.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But here at your spa, my fat 62-year-old head had a great facial massage, and man, that was heaven.
That yeah, that's one of our favorite treatments for the men. The men's facial are very, very popular here.
Yeah, and I always thought massages, that was a chick thing, but this certainly isn't a chick thing.
Oh no, and the spa treatments, any of the spas anymore, are really designed for both men and women, and we've got a lot of treatments that cater to that. We also have the introductory treatments for those people who are a little bit intimidated by the whole spa experience. So they just have 25-minute treatments, you know, to kind of get them used to that whole spa, you know, feeling and experience.
Stephen's a
veteran. Now, we had our choice, which we were talking to you, do I want a massage by a man or a woman? Well, I mean, I fit in with the majority of the population, so I asked for a woman to give me the works, and it was truly pleasant.
Good, good, good.
Now, that also ties in with an added amenity for your meetings groups, because the meetings groups come here, they're looking for everything that they can do in one location, and you're offering that wide range of recreational amenities.
Well, the spa is almost a necessity and a component, you know, with any of the resorts here, and especially with the meetings, a lot of the times we'll do spa breaks. So when the meeting group breaks, we'll have our spa therapist come over, and they'll do neck and shoulder massages, they'll do chair massages. If it's a big group with a big check-in, when they're checking in, we'll have our therapist there to help them as well. You know, just kind of relax them and set the tone for the meeting.
Well, one of the elements of a great vacation as well, or a great business meeting, is to sample the food. And you're talking about personalized service. You couldn't ask for any better personalized service than from the food and beverage staff here at Carefree.
We have a great staff at the Lariat Grill, and you know, it's a wonderful restaurant that overlooks the pool. It's just kind of a Mediterranean, Southwestern-type cuisine. But the staff is actually Bosnian, a majority of the staff, and they're just an incredibly friendly group of people, and their culture is amazing. So they're very sweet.
And it's just something special as well, coming from the northern climes to come here, and they're talking about, oh, it's so cold, it's like 62, 64 degrees, but just sitting by the fireplace, it adds something special. It's a very, very nice, very warm, relaxing room to dine.
It is. Well, I'm glad you like it.
Yes, so I ate everything on my plate, so... And, you know, that I could go to bed and relax in my room. Now, you have the main property, which was the original property, which would be standard hotel rooms, and then you recently added these villas as well.
Right. We have our deluxe rooms, we have our grand casita suites, and we have our junior casita suites that are in the main building of the property. And then the newest addition to our property are the villas. And I know we've got somebody here for you guys to talk to about the villas, and they're incredibly beautiful. I mean, they're over 2,100 square feet, if I'm not mistaken, and one- and two-bedroom master suite, junior suite, fully equipped kitchen. I mean, they're decorated just impeccably, but they're very comfortable.
It's like staying in, you know, your own personal apartment, and ideal for family travel as well. When you work out the cost, you were going over before the show some of the sample rates, very reasonable, particularly when you divide that by the number of people these units can accommodate.
Sure. I mean, the rooms that you're staying in right now, you're in the master villa, they're only in season for Arizona, are $289 a night, and the junior villa is $239. That, you can't beat those rates anywhere in this valley, and this product is just as good, if not better, than any in the valley.
Now, what number can people call or look at a website to get more information?
They can either go to www.carefree-resort.com or call toll-free at 1-888-227-7066.
That number again, 1-888-227-7066, on the internet at www.carefree-resort.com. Of course, that dash is very important, because if you don't put the dash in, you're going to get another property somewhere else. So you want to put that dash in there, carefree-resort.com.
Now, got to take a break now, Steve.
Pardon
so
me?
We're taking a break right
yep,
now.
We're going to the break, and more from Carefree when we return.
Across America via satellite.
Justin Greenwood.
This is Miley.
This is Andrew Hushler.
This is Raymond Albanese.
This is Peter Mulholland.
This is Max Riddle.
Please join the Boy Scouts so you can get some trophies and get some badges.
And you'll be famous.
Listen, I really need you to pay attention for a moment. My dad says this will help me learn to handle rejection. But I think this is the beginning of a very successful career in sales. The Girl Scout Cookie Fundraiser is underway, and we could use your help. You already know what great cookies we make, so I don't have to sell you on quality. Our prices are reasonable, and we even deliver. So let's get your order right now. We have the all-new Double Dutch, the famous Thin Mints, Dositos, just to name a few of my favorites. Call me, Ariana, at this radio station, WXCT, at 860-621-1754. And one of my associates will take your order. Thank you. So, what do you think? Am I good at this or what? One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Country Gal Beauty Salon in Haddon reminds us, many of us grew up with the warning, don't take candy from strangers. But times and methods of abduction have changed. Teach your children the dangers of strangers and help prevent child abduction. For information on how you can help, call the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-THE-LOST. This message from Country Gal Beauty Salon in Haddon, they're urging you to join them in the effort to help locate our missing children.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Yes. That would be Steven's theme for testing out every possible spa that he could. And our spa expert. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Willem Back is in studio. Ella Sobel with me. And, of course, in our annual traditional trip to Arizona, visiting spas, great food, great villas, is Steven Pickford and our chief correspondent, Vic Phillips.
Hey, Willem. And I'm sitting here in Cowboy Country with Bob Bose Bell, who's the executive editor of True West, the magazine that wins the West. And Bob is a real cowboy aficionado. He's written books on Wyatt Earp, Billy the Kid, a couple of others, the Clanton Brothers, I think. And he's working on one on my favorite Western guy was Wild Bill Hickok.
That's right.
And that's because I'm a poker player from way back, and, of course, he died in a poker game.
Allegedly with a dead man's hand, although that, but we think that's a myth. But aces and eight, look out for that hand.
Now, is this still the Old West, Bob? It seems to me it is. I see the coyotes out there hunting. I see cowboys, people wearing 10-gallon hats. I see people on horseback. It's still cowboy country.
Oh, it is, and there's a lot of history in this area. This area right that we're in right now, the Apaches roamed through here. In fact, the Tonto Apaches came through here on Christmas Day in the 1870s and camped in the cave that's about 5 miles from here. And on Christmas Day, there was a fight between them and the soldiers who were coming from Fort McDowell, and they came right through this area here. And I often, when I drove up here this morning and it was sprinkling and I was looking out there, I can imagine what those soldiers were thinking as they were coming up over the what's known as Stagecoach Pass here, and were thinking, God, no civilized people will ever live here. And then now you've got these incredible villages.
Now, it seems to me that the Old West, for me anyways, was probably the good old days. If you could go back 100 and some years, no political correctness, no high-tech cell phones buzzing off all over the place, and computer nerds without any personality or sense of humor. Would you agree with that?
Oh, no.
No? You like all that high-tech stuff.
Well, you know, this is a rough place. I mean, every stranger you met could kill you, you know, and I guess that might be still true down in Phoenix on Camelback Road, but up here, no, this is a very, very dangerous place. It wasn't the animals. You had the Apaches. You had the Mexican banditos. You had Republicans. You had carpetbaggers from the east. This is a very, very dangerous place, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. You know, a lot of people say to me, you know, I was born 100 years too late. I'd like to live in the Old West. And I say, you know what? If you want to know what it's like to be Wyatt Earp, you can live that life today. Go downtown into Phoenix, go to Buckeye Road, go into the nearest biker bar, go inside, jump up on a pool table, and you'll only homos ride Harleys. And I guarantee you, you know what it's like to be Wyatt Earp and live in the Old West.
Kind of like carrying a Canadian flag in Anjou.
Now, so you're saying basically it was a very dangerous time. We knew that health care didn't exist then.
No, there was no safety net. There was no social net like we have today. You broke your leg. You were out, and a lot of times families... That's a sad thing when you're reading the research about the area, how the people just really were up against it, and they had no... families were broken up, and there was no social relief net.
Now, what famous cowboys came from this area? We're up in Cave Creek, and in the Arizona area. Who was from here?
Well, of course, you just mentioned the Wyatt Earp. Doc Holliday came through here. Doc Holliday came right through here on his way from Prescott. And Doc Holliday was rooming in 1880. He was in a boarding house in Prescott, Arizona. Of course, if you don't know who Doc Holliday was, he was a diseased drunk and a cold-blooded killer. Now, in the 1880 census, he shows up rooming with John J. Gosper. And I'm thinking, gee, I know that name. Why is that name familiar? Well, John J. Gosper was the acting governor of Arizona in 1880 because Fremont was a governor, but he was always gone. And so historians want to know, how could Doc Holliday have sunk so low that he would room with the governor of Arizona? That is so low.
And people who still want to get a feel for the Old West, it's still here, though. I mean, I know they do the mock gunfights, the OK Corral fight with the Earps and
yep.
the Clantons and
yep.
all that, but there's more to it. The cowboys still exist here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's my cousins, my Kingman cousins, still own ranches up in the Kingman area, and you go out there, and it is just, you've just gone back in time. You take away the power lines, and you are living in 1870. It's just amazing.
Now, I bumped into the sheriff some time ago at Cave Creek, and he was telling me the cattle rustling still goes on.
Oh, yeah. A lot of cattle rustling guys are still being sent to prison for it. It's still a wild west here.
So if you want to see a touch of the Old West, I mean, this is definitely the place to go. Now, who would you say was the worst killer, Western killer in history?
Well, that would probably be John Wesley Hardin. I've never admired him. He was from the El Paso, Texas area. Because he was kind of like the Charlie Manson of that era. I don't really like him that much. I like the ones that actually mixed it up. Billy the Kid is more interesting to me.
Did he really kill 21 people up to the age of 21, have 21
well,
notches on his gun?
The legend is he killed 21 men, one for every year of his life. How would you like to be with Billy the Kid on New Year's Eve and he hadn't met his quota that year? Hello,
well,
Billy.
That'd be a hoot.
No, he probably killed maybe four or five, but still, that's no small feat. That's part of the legend. I love the legend because... as they say in Texas, if you can't prove on a story, you have no business retelling the story.
Yeah. That's, now, Wyatt Earp, the Earp family, they passed through here?
Yes, they did. Very controversial, of course. He spent time in Prescott, and he came down through this actual area and went on his way to Tombstone, where him and his brothers lived for 22 months. Now, what's amazing is he was really a tourist passing through there, but yet if you go to Tombstone today, in fact, get this, in 1929, the old-timers went to Tombstone for a reunion, and while they were there, they put on a mock gunfight for the old-timers, and John Clum, who was the founder of the Tombstone Epitaph, he wrote a scathing letter to the paper the next day, and he said, "This has no business being part of the celebration here in Tombstone. That is not what this town was about. No civilized people would ever enjoy seeing or witnessing this reenactment." Well, if you've ever been to Tombstone today, you know that gunfight is reenacted every 15 minutes, every day. It's the economic engine that runs the town. That's irony.
Wow. Now, even now, as we're wandering around, last night we were wandering around this area, and you really do feel like you're in cowboy country with the desert and the mountains, and it's peaceful. And then all of a sudden, these wild sounds emanate from the desert. We saw coyotes, and they were hunting rabbits, and then I thought I saw maybe like a wild pig, or I wasn't sure whether it was a dog, like a huge Labrador or something, but... What do we see here?
Well, those are renegade Democrats that are coming out of Iowa.
Right.
And they're howling and like stuck pigs. And if you spend $18 million in Iowa in the caucuses like Dean did, you'd be howling too.
Oh.
No, there's a lot of wildlife here. We just had a case of mountain lions up here, which has got everybody on edge because one of them was rabid, and they show no fear of humans. Now, we've gone through probably a dozen cats, because they're outdoor cats and stuff, and if the coyotes don't get them, the coyotes trick them. This is a dangerous food chain. You know, when the food chain conga line gets it going out here, it is amazing. And the coyotes work in teams, and one of them will act like they're wounded, and they'll draw the dog or cat out away from the house, and then the other ones will come in behind and they'll kill it. But it isn't just coyotes; it's raccoons. Owls will come in and take cats right off a roof. They're like the stealth bomber.
Wow. So if you have a little poochy dog, a poodle type thing, or cats, I mean, you're not going to let them run loose in the backyard.
No. Very dangerous.
Wow.
Not unless you want to get rid of them.
What kind of people are attracted to this area now? Are they all cowboy aficionados?
No, a lot of drug dealers.
Yeah. we met a couple in a bar here.
Well, that's, and I like that. See, now, Cave Creek is right next to Carefree. I'm from Cave Creek. Okay, we're sitting in Carefree right now. And if you read Fitzgerald, it's East Egg, West Egg. They run right together. You can't tell when you go one to the other. But there's a real rivalry. And Cave Creek has all the old hippies and the ne'er-do-wells and tax dodgers and drug dealers aforementioned. That's where I live, okay? And I read in the paper recently where they said somebody found some rats, and they wanted to get them off their property. And they said, well, what did you do with them? And he said, oh, I took them down the hill to Cave Creek and let them out. And I thought, that sums up the two areas.
Now, yeah, it's just filled with characters. Now they're not a bunch of ethereal New Age types like we bumped into in Sedona.
We've got those. Sedona is the home there, but of course, you know, they flip off a big orbit, and so we've got a few of those passing. I was at an art opening here recently, and I was talking to a woman, and she said she painted paintings that heal. And I thought, well, I just want to paint paintings that sell, but she wanted to heal. And I got away from her as fast as I could and injured myself in the process, so maybe she was right.
How about
you know,
the bank
if you
account?
Want to look and act and dress like a cowboy, Cave Creek's the place to go. Leather shops all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not talking S&M leather. We're talking like real cowboy stuff.
Well, you know, you still to this day during Western days and stuff, you'll see horses tied in front of the buildings. There's famous bars here. Harold's Bar is famous. You've got the Buffalo Chip. You've got the Horny Toad and the Satisfied Frog, which, by the way,
That's me.
It came because a couple broke up that had the Horny Toad, and so the husband went down and opened up the Satisfied Frog as an answer to the Horny Toad.
Yes.
Lots of great stories here from Carefree and Cave Creek, and we've been talking to Bob Bowes-Bell, executive editor of True West Magazine, on the internet at www.truewestmagazine.com, 1-888-687-1881. For all you cowboy and Old West aficionados.
Sounds like an awful lot of fun that you're having down there, Steve.
Oh, we certainly are, while everyone in the Northeast is freezing.
Yeah, we are freezing today, but we'd have an awful lot of fun there, and We're going to take a break right now on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. A great big hello to the Tiger Scout Troop number 96 from Cheshire, Connecticut, getting a tour of a real radio station today.
Across America via satellite.
What the hell is a banshee?
Travel World Radio Show.
Okay.
I don't know what to invest in.
I don't know if I'm comfortably.
I don't know which path to take.
Don't know what to do about your financial situation? Talk to someone who does. RBC Dane Rauscher. For knowledgeable advice and a clear plan. The kind of objective financial guidance you're looking for. RBC Dane Rauscher. What you need to know. Member NYSE SIPC.
Call Dennis Stanek Jr. at 1-800-243-2478. That's 1-800-243-2478.
This is Tiger Cubs. Troop 96.
This is Justin Greenwood.
This is Miley.
This is Andrew Hushler.
This is Raymond Albanese.
This is Steven Mohan.
This is Max Verdun.
Please join the Boy Scouts so you can get some trophies and get some badges.
And you'll be famous.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited-time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
You know what word I really hate? Dating. It makes me think of sitting across from someone my well-meaning friends set me up with, sitting politely through boring conversation, and constantly checking my watch to see how much longer I have to stay. With that kind of image, why would I ever want to date again? Well, Exact Radio 990 The X just gave me a great reason. The 990 Exact Love Line. I just called, answered a few questions about who I really am and who I'm really looking for. And you know what? I'm getting matched up with some great people, guys that hate the bad things about dating as much as I do. Since the 990 Exact Love Line matches you up based on shared interest, I haven't had one boring conversation with any of my matches. Instead, we're going out and having a lot of fun. You know, this is so great, it shouldn't even be called dating. Call the 990 Exact Love Line at 1-866-990-LOVE. That's 1-866-990-LOVE.
Every cell of the body has a receptor site for our master hormone called growth hormone. The role of growth hormone is to instruct the cells to repair. This hormone is in the highest concentrations in the body between the ages of infancy and your early 20s. Hence, this is the major reason why the body repairs so well when young. This is why the incidence of disease is so much lower when young. This is why you're skinnier when
So, what do you think? Am I good at this or what?
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus in studio with Ella Sobel, and of course our annual trip to Arizona with Chief Correspondent Vic Phillips and Stephen Pickford, of course, enjoying the fun in the Wild West out in Arizona today. Steve, welcome back to the show. You got some great stuff lined up again for us.
Yes, in this quarter of the show we have David Lewis, the Executive Director of the Carefree Cave Creek Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the Travel World Radio Show this morning.
It's a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you.
Now, we're here at the Carefree Resort and Villas, and there's a lot to see and do in the immediate area of Carefree and Cave Creek.
Oh, there sure is. There sure is. There's so much going on out here, from outside activities, outdoor activities, mountain biking, hiking, tennis, golf year-round. The weather is just perfect. We have 300 days of sunshine a year, so come on out, and this is the best place to come for outdoor activities. And then, of course, the nightlife as well, which you all were mentioning before.
Oh, yes. One night we ate at the Horny Toad, and I knew Willem would love the name, and he's probably going to make a few comments about it.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
He's looking for a toad. Willem, you there?
Me, I make plenty of comments about these kinds of things.
But this area is certainly not like, I mean, like totally, that we were talking about the danger and the characters and the drugs. It's not. I mean, it's...
Well, I just love that segment with Bob Bozbel, because it really is a great example of the mixture of characters and history and the eclectic nature of the area. We have everything from multi-million dollar houses to the area to you can travel and camp out in the Tonto National Forest. So we run the gamut from here. It really depends on, you know, what you're looking for, what your lifestyle is. And we have just about everything that could be possible.
And if you have a lot of money, the golf course, private clubs here, memberships range from, what, $70,000 to $300,000?
Well, you can. You can spend a lot of money playing golf, but the great thing about it is within about a 10-mile radius of here, there's probably over 100 golf courses to choose from. You can choose from desert courses, traditional layouts, and then there's links-type courses as well. So there's quite a bit of variety. There's lots of golf packages. The Southwest PGA has discount packages. A lot of the resorts offer accommodations and golf packages, and just about anything you'd like to put together, you can do that as well.
Year-round tennis and year-round golf.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, what I also like about the area is there's still a lot of that unspoiled natural beauty of the Arizona that people come to visit.
That's right.
The all the built-up wall-to-wall strip malls that have taken
well,
up much of the area.
That's right. And the two towns here with Carefree and Cave Creek have really, you know, put forth a concerted effort in preserving what it is that makes this place unique. And if there's any one word that could really describe it here, unique is it. And the preservation of the area is a top priority from the land preserve and the local governments, making sure that what we have here and what makes this place so special remains the way it is.
Well, leaving the little town of Carefree, I mean, the street names are unusual.
Yes, they are. Yes.
Now, you have Ho and Hum Street.
That's right, Ho Hum, and my office is on Easy Street in Carefree, so I'm not sure if it gets much better than that.
My office would be at the corner of Easy and Ho Street.
Yes, yes, and the new intersection, Ho and Savvy Street.
That's right, yes. You took a nice long walk on that one.
Yeah, but going into Cave Creek, it's not strip malls. It's like local merchants, handicrafts, a variety of restaurants, nightlife.
That's right. And one of the real emerging developments that's taking place here is the increase in artists and art galleries. We have a number of local artists here. And in addition to that is the art festivals that we hold here in Carefree and in Cave Creek. It is just during the season, it is one event after another that if you're looking for art, if you're looking for sculpture, if you're looking for paintings, there is just an incredible diversity of mediums and galleries that you can visit. We have a Friday night art walk, and that's been a real a good mix in with the traditional cowboy and Western theme events that we have here as well.
Well, that's one thing people like to do is talk to the actual artist.
That's right.
Not something that came off an assembly line. They can mm-hmm. talk to the person, get ideas, take a business card and say, hey, if I have future gift ideas, I can be in touch with them.
Absolutely, and there's a number of working studios where artists are actually at work while during the day. You can come and talk with them and watch while they're producing their work, and that adds just a tremendous experience to the other things that are here.
Well, I know last night we had dinner at Fandango, and they had, for example, on last evening was rock and roll music. The other night they have a blues band. You can have a variety of that entertainment, local musicians. Music is a big part of the nightlife here.
Absolutely. It runs the gamut from country and western. You've got the country and western dancing. We have a jazz restaurant, Dixieland, and a variety of different jazz. And rock and roll, lots of different things for whatever suits your taste.
Now the food is excellent here in the area as well. For example, at the Horny Toad, if you go Monday night, you have all you can eat barbecue beef ribs. I had the barbecue baby back pork ribs, the full rack, and they didn't overpower you with the French fries and coleslaw that some restaurants they pile up so many French fries, they give you a smaller
portion
of meat.
You actually get a whole lot of ribs with this one, yeah.
Yeah, you actually get the ribs. You order a full rack of ribs, you get the full rack of ribs.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. There's a tremendous gamut of from fine dining to barbecue places as well. Mexican, excellent Mexican, and Northern Italian, believe it or not. We have European cafes, coffee shops, sandwiches, breakfast, lunch, dinner, just about anything.
You know, you've got an easy sell here. It's an easy sell, Chamber of Commerce.
It really is. How hard is it to sell paradise? It's great. It's a great place to live, work, or play.
Like my hometown's a tough sell. Well, come on to Toronto, Canada. It's 35 below zero. We don't have any mountains. We don't have any oceans. And, hey, we got a lot of SARS up there. We did have. That's a tough sell.
No, we don't have any kind of outbreaks like that, except for a few of the characters running around that you have to keep your eye on. But that just adds to the local flavor.
Well, characters are part of what people want to see as well. It's not that whole cookie-cutter, same old thing that you get everywhere else. That's what attracted us so much to Arizona is the vegetation, the difference, the scenery, but also the warmth of the people, the great food. You can't come to Arizona without, as we say, the ribs and the steaks. I mean, this is a meat eater's paradise.
Well, it really is. And as you mentioned, as far as the type of people that are here, I'm not sure what it is about the area, but it just seems to attract people who are very much into enjoying the outdoor lifestyle, enjoying the pace of life that we're very comfortable with. And they're just very warm and welcoming. There's just something very special about the people who work here, and everybody contributes to trying to make the place, as livable and as interesting as possible. And they really do go out of their way to make you feel welcome.
Well, proverbial Western hospitality.
I guess that's
much,
it. Yep, that's
so
it.
Much
yep.
about, but it actually exists. It's not something just written up in a press release. It's
no, that's right. That's
something
right.
that exists, and we can see for ourselves and experience it.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
A lot of Mercedes around here, a lot of Lexuses.
Yes, there are, and there's a lot of Cave Creek Cadillacs, too, which is the very nice big pickup trucks, and you got a lot of four-wheel drive vehicles for out driving out in the desert areas. You can go off-roading, you can take Jeep tours, you can go horseback riding, and then you come back and you can have an excellent dinner, and you can hop in your other vehicle and drive the Mercedes or the Lexus out to dinner. So
yeah, it's a real polyglot, a real mixture of people, and
absolutely.
That's what makes it fascinating. Like you say, I did notice a couple of pickup trucks with gun racks, but they were outnumbered by the Mercedes crowd.
Yeah, that's true. But as I mentioned, I mean there is. A really great eclectic mix of hunters and everything that's a great activity for people here as well.
We have to take
really
a break right now, gentlemen. So
yep,
stay
we'll be
tuned.
Right back from Carefree, www.carefree-cavecreek.com.
You're listening to Travel World with Will and Steve.
Radio Network. I don't know what to invest in.
I don't know if I can retire comfortably.
I don't know which path to take.
Don't know what to do about your financial situation? Talk to someone who does. RBC Dane Rauscher. For knowledgeable advice and a clear plan. The kind of objective financial guidance you're looking for. RBC Dane Rauscher. What you need to know. Member NYSE SIPC.
Call Dennis Stanek Jr. at 1-800-243-2478. That's 1-800-243-2478.
Today's lesson. Parliamo Italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos, you say cuginos, he says cuginos, she says cuginos, we say cuginos, they say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious Northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos, it's Italian for the best food in town.
You know what word I really hate? Dating. It makes me think of sitting across from someone my well-meaning friend set me up with, sitting politely through boring conversation, and constantly checking my watch to see how much longer I have to stay. With that kind of image, why would I ever want to date again? Well, Exact Radio 990 The X just gave me a great reason. The 990 Exact Love Line. I just called, answered a few questions about who I really am and who I'm really looking for. And you know what? I'm getting matched up with some great people, guys that hate the bad things about dating as much as I do. Since the 990 Exact Love Line matches you up based on shared interest, I haven't had one boring conversation with any of my matches. Instead, we're going out and having a lot of fun. You know, this is so great, it shouldn't even be called dating. Call the 990 Exact Love Line at 1-866-990-LOVE. That's 1-866-990-LOVE.
Every cell of the body has a receptor site for our master hormone called growth hormone. The role of growth hormone is to instruct the cells to repair. This hormone is in the highest concentrations in the body between the ages of infancy and your early 20s. Hence, this is the major reason why the body repairs so well when young. This is why the incidence of disease is so much lower when young. This is why you're skinnier when young. Looking and feeling young is a direct result of your chemistry. Science brings us closer to the threshold of eternal youth every day. Cocoon GH is a sublingual form of growth hormone. When used twice a day, people report deep sleep, improved mood, memory and energy, losses of body fat, improved strength and sex drive, reduction of joint pains, improved blood sugar, and more. Improve your chemistry and improve your life. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call
800-814-5199. 800-814-5199. 800-814-5199.
Listen, I really need you to pay attention for a moment. My dad says this will help me learn to handle rejection. But I think this is the beginning of a very successful career in sales. The Girl Scout Cookie Fundraiser is underway, and we could use your help. You already know what great cookies we make, so I don't have to sell you on quality. Our prices are reasonable, and we even deliver. So let's get your order right now. We have the all-new Double Dutch, the famous Thin Mints, Dosidos, just to name a few of my favorites. Call me, Ariana, at this radio station, WXCT, at 860-621-1754. And one of my associates will take your order. Thank you. So, what do you think? Am I good at this or what?
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Willem Backus with Thales Obel in studio in Montreal, and of course, our annual trip to Arizona with our lucky correspondent, Chief Correspondent Vic Phillips and Stephen Bickford. Enjoying themselves, guys.
Yes, having a great time here at the Carefree Resort and Villas. And the joining us now is Bill Chapman, the designated broker behind the Village at Carefree Resort and Villas. Filling a little bit of paradise, as we were saying before. People who want to claim a little their own corner of this beautiful part of Arizona. Welcome to Travel World, Bill.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here, and it's nice to be on a show where they tell everybody that my job is so easy.
Well, it is an easy sell. The area, and of course, when you just have to walk into one of these villas and see how beautiful they are, people will be banging down your door.
Well, actually, it has been working like that. We're actually selling them faster than we can build them.
Well, you're looking at there's sort of the infrastructure going in to have a second phase here.
Well, actually, you can actually own a piece of the resort itself. This is the village at the resort. These are all two-bedroom, three-bath condos that are 2,136 square feet.
Did I hear that there's going to be one built specially for Travel World?
Yeah, well, there's one here already with your name on it, Willem.
Oh, yeah.
And if you come out here with your pocketbook wide open, you can purchase.
Well, these run in price from $335,000 fully furnished.
I don't want to lose them all.
$435,000 depending on the view.
Now, how many bedrooms, what is the type of furnishings
that come
with them?
These are Southwest furnished. We have two-bedroom, three-bath units, and you can rent them out when you're not here. We have people that buy them as an investment. You can come out here and use it for 2 months out of the year. You can come out as much as 3 months out of the year and stay here, and the rest of the time we will rent it out so you get some income from your property.
And so that income will offset your mortgage payments, your taxes, your operating costs.
We actually have three types of buyers. I have investors that buy it strictly for an investment. I have people that buy it, and they're going to come out here part-time. It's their second home, and they're coming from Toronto when it's 35 below. And then I have people that are going to live here. It's going to be their retirement home, and what they're doing right now is they buy it, and they rent it out for the first 5 years or maybe 6 years, whatever, using it now and then, and they plan on this being their second home down the road. But this way, it helps them pay it off.
Yeah, very, very smart idea. Now, you look out the window, that's the scenery that comes with this. You're not right on the highway. You don't have the road noise. You're really a secluded, gated community. There's a security factor.
Well, there's a security factor. It's nice knowing that we have our own security people here. We have our own maintenance people. You can get maid service. You can get room service. So you have all the benefits of, quite honestly, living in a resort, but it's your home. And then the people that are coming up here in Carefree, we are at the northernmost part of the valley. There'll be no building past us, so we have no traffic that will ever be coming through our town. The people want to come here, but unfortunately, it's very, very expensive now. It's getting to the point where a lot's $300,000, and if you buy a $300,000 lot, you have to build a 4,000-square-foot home. You can't build a 2,100-square-foot home. And because of this, people are being drawn to the village here because it gives them the size they want. It has nothing to do with what they can afford. At a certain point in our lives, we don't need any more stuff. So here they get the best of both worlds. They can live in Arizona at the right time, and they can go back to Chicago or Toronto at the rest of the year.
Now, the villas have a clubhouse. I saw a building clubhouse. Mm-hmm. What exactly does the clubhouse offer them?
Well, we have the clubhouse here. We have five tennis courts. We have three pools, jacuzzis, on-site health club with the free weights, the Cyvex machines. We have the cardio. So we have a putting green, a chipping area, sand traps. And, of course, our concierge can make you tee times at any of the golf courses in the area. We can make any arrangements you want because you have a resort at your disposal while you live here.
It's very high-quality building materials, at attention to detail in the construction and in the furnishing.
Oh, sure. No, it's I joke about the furniture being made out of kryptonite, I mean, because, in fact, you do rent it out through the resort, and it's just beautiful. Everybody that comes through here loves everything from the 9-foot ceilings. I have some with 10-foot ceilings. I mean, it's just a very spacious. It's your own home.
It becomes your own home to visit as often as 2 months, 3 months, and then you get that rental income. We have a fireplace here. One of the bathrooms has a in-room jacuzzi tub.
Mm-hmm.
in the master bedroom ensuite bathroom. It's really a luxury home.
Oh, no. You can actually own here. We have an owner's closet where you leave your golf clubs and your clothes so that when you come out here to visit, everything's already here. You're not dragging it through the airport. You can leave a car in the garage, for heaven's sake. So when you fly in, you can have us pick you up, and we will bring you back to your resort. When it's time to go, you park the car. We drive to the airport. You wave goodbye. But I think what people really like is the fact that it's still out here in the west. We're at 2,600 feet above sea level here, which leaves us 6 to 8 degrees cooler than down in the valley, which extends our season here because coolness counts up here.
Yeah, people think, even the summertime, the heat's going to be oppressive in the Phoenix area, but it's a little cooler as you come up north to Carefree.
You don't need a sweater in July,
no,
okay?
No.
But it is
You know, it's funny. I was going to say, in Canada and in northern U.S., they call them snowbirds, people who head south for the winter and to Arizona or Florida and locations south. And you call the people here, your locals, snowbirds, who try and escape the heat and head to the cold country in the summer.
Oh, yeah. In the summertime, they head up to Flagstaff and Payson and Prescott around here because, quite honestly, right now, you can drive 130 miles and be skiing. I mean, just go up to Flagstaff. That's what's really great about Arizona.
Well, there's snow up there now. They were talking about blizzards and the...
Well, a blizzard to them is 3 inches. So, I mean, it's... talking to these folks back east right now, I'm not sure they'd understand 3 inches of snow being called a blizzard.
3 inches is just a light dusting.
It's all
shower,
relative.
No, but we actually get quite a bit of people from the valley visit the resort here during the summer because it is cooler. And they can go through the shops here in the Carefree and in Cave Creek. We actually put on, we have cowboy breakfast on Saturday and Sunday mornings during the summer. We'll have barbecues in the evening. We even have the dive-in movie. You get in a tube and you go in the pool, and we show things like Jaws to make it an exciting evening.
Create that whole atmosphere.
Whole atmosphere.
And it also creates that camaraderie between visitors, guests, and owners.
Oh, yeah, I know. What's really, really helped us, and we've joked about my selling these being very easy, it is because there's no other competition up here. Up here, it's million-dollar homes for the most part, and our competition resorts, there's just nothing as far up. I mean, we're only 32 miles north of the airport, but still, we're still in Arizona. Up here, it cools down in the evening because everything isn't paved. It's still the desert. It's actually a status symbol to build your million-dollar home on an unpaved road.
And you see, I'll tell you, you see a few movie stars, famous people here. Was it last year, the year before, at a nearby hotel we were staying at? The Rolling Stones were staying there, mm-hmm. Mick Jagger and the group.
Yeah, there's just a whole wide range of people of all classes, all ages, that find this part of the world
and that's what
so
you
beautiful.
That's what you were saying earlier, too, when we were joking about the, you do have motorcycle people up here. You've got, there's still three places in Cave Creek. You can buy hay for your horse. It's just, you don't find that in the valley anymore. Unfortunately, the valley is growing so much. I mean, we will pass Philadelphia this year as the fifth largest city in America. But we've managed to keep the charm of Arizona up here in Carefree Cave Creek. It still is Arizona up here.
And that's what really makes us really love the area. And you can check out the villas. CarefreeVillage.com for the villas for sale here, 480-575-0321, CarefreeVillage.com, and ask for Bill Chapman. And some of the other websites and phone numbers that we discussed today on Travel World, the Carefree Cave Creek Chamber of Commerce on the internet at www.carefree-cavecreek.com, 480-488-3381. And for Wild West aficionados, people of history like you do, Willem. True West, the magazine that wins the West, truewestmagazine.com.
I'd like to get a copy or two of the...
687-1881. And, of course, when you're up here staying at the Carefree Resort and Villas, 1-888-227-7066, carefree-resort.com.
I'd like to get a copy of that True West magazine. It sounds like something really well worth the read.
Well, I've got a couple in my suitcase of that True West magazine, so I'll definitely bring you a copy. And I also have Arizona Highways and your interest, Willem, on Route 66. There's
yes.
a feature article in one of the magazines.
I'd love to see that.
Oh, it's some great, great reading and great pictures that really whet your appetite to want to come out here to beautiful, Carefree Arizona.
Sounds like an awful lot of fun, guys. Well, it's another hour. It's come and gone. I don't know where the time seems to fly every week, but...
when you're having fun.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, join us again next week on the Travel World Radio Show. Stephen's back in town. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Vic Phillips.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Stay tuned, everybody, and happy traveling.
weather, exact traffic, exact information, exactly when you need it, on Exact Radio, WXCT, Southington.
News on the Information Radio Network. I'm Richard.